This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll switch gears now. Obviously, it's not really switching gears a lot because now the talk throughout college football, I guess throughout college athletics, has been the NIL. A lot of people talk about it, but who really understands it and who knows the ramifications? Everybody wants to be your representative. Everybody wants to do this, but they're not always trained in knowledge. But somebody is that we know, and we're real close to him. He's into NIL relationships, team counsel. He's the director. Dan LaForce is kind enough to join us. Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know you had a chance to spend some time here in South Florida for the Miami, Florida, Florida State game. And I'm sure you saw a lot of potential down there.
Yeah, there's 140 pieces of potential packed into Hard Rock Stadium for the Hurricanes to entertain. It was an outstanding weekend. You got to give hats off to Coach Cristobal and his staff for what they did this weekend.
Dan, you know as well as I do, everybody knows NIL. You know, I mean, they're all experts at this. I mean, just ask them, they'll tell you. And they're leading these athletes down a dark hallway sometimes that the athletes don't know and they don't know. Talk about that, because you're the one that's been studying up on this. You're the one that has the training, you know, being in finance, understanding business. Before you talk about that, tell the parents, and we have plenty of parents and athletes that listen to this show, what they need to look for when they're getting somebody to represent them.
I think, you know, the key thing is understanding what they're paying for. You know, there are agents out there that are charging various amounts of compensation, certain percentages. Is understanding what they are actually providing, what their expertise is, what their staff looks like. I think the world of NIL is really turning toward more credibility in the legal aspect of it and the financial and taxation, and having credible representation when you're looking at this. You know, there is so much money in college athletics now, and now that it's being passed on to the players, there are significant issues that have to be addressed. And, you know, realistically, there just isn't enough education out there for, especially for high school families who are being recruited into the college ranks.
I mean, and obviously you have been around this. You've seen it from both sides. I mean, this thing has taken off, I mean, just in the last 2 years, and we know that there's no ceiling. It's just going to continue to go on and on. If collectives from each school have the money, they'll certainly get the kid. Kind of an unfair recruiting advantage, but that's the world we live in now. I mean, you know, as a friend of mine said the other day, you know, pretty soon you're going to have a salary cap in college football because all these kids are making millions and millions of dollars. Talk about that, because is there a cap? Is there something that down the line they're going to have to put their foot down and say, listen, okay, you know, enough is enough. I mean, $20 million a year for an 18, 19-year-old kid that's in college and supposed to be going to classes, a little crazy.
Larry, I'll be honest with you. I think it comes down to everybody wants to. It's the how-tos. You know, you've heard the term, how do you get the genie back in the bottle? It's going to be very difficult legally for them to put a salary cap. I know that is the intention of what they're trying to do with the NCAA versus the House settlement, which still has not been completed. It's still being litigated, and they're looking at potentially getting a vote on that, as I understand it, in April or May of next year. There's also the talk of getting rid of the national letter of intent, and that they're not signing scholarships, they're signing contracts directly with the university. And part of that negotiation, if you will, is the fact that they're signing contracts direct with the universities. The universities are going to have the ability to fund up to $22 million to use for NIL purposes across all sports. And then there's talk of, you know, we've heard they're getting rid of walk-ons, but they're adding an additional 30 to 35 scholarships to football. How are you funding that? That could be an additional cost of up to $5 million a year per university. So
there's
a lot of talk, plus the lawsuits that are going back 20 years from former players that weren't compensated for NIL. This thing's out of control. But, you know, how do you put a salary cap on something when you're not even talking about a collective bargaining agreement, which is right now the differential between college athletes, in my opinion, and the NFL?
Yeah, no doubt. Dan LaFleur is joining us. We're talking NIL. Here's somebody, and Dan has studied this up and down. He has a great team with him in all facets. The one thing, too, obviously, and I reiterate it, is a lot of these young men are getting bad information. I mean, there are a lot of people who think that they know what's going on, and they're going to cause these kids more heartache. If they need to get in touch with you, because I mean, and I know you and I talked about maybe having a seminar or so around the state to kind of like teach what's going on and helping these families be proactive and help these athletes be proactive by knowing what they're going through. How do they reach out to you, Dan? And then, you know, from a social media standpoint, or if there's a phone number.
Yeah, no, they can reach out to us at our website. It's influencer-council.com. They can also reach out to us on social at Team Council. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's a couple of things that we've got that we're going to be announcing, some partnerships that are going to help on the educational aspect of it. There's a lot that's in the works right now because, again, even looking at the high school NIL, I'm getting calls from parents all the time. How do I get started? Yeah. How do I get an NIL deal for my high school player? And, you know, this thing is, you know, now that it's legal in Florida for high school NIL. There's a lot of confusion there.
Yeah, good stuff. Dan, I can't thank you enough. We'll keep in touch. We'll revisit this quite a few times over the next couple of months.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. As I said, we'll revisit Dan LaForest and talk about NIL relationships quite a few times over the next year. But next, we're going to be talking to Craig Damon, the Florida High School Athletic Association, FHSAA, Executive Director. We'll talk to him about a few things going on, plus the state championships, which will be right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained. away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.